the Usenet on Google. Usenet is a vast subject, and I hope over the next 25-odd minutes to describe to you a little bit about what it is, why you might want to get involved with it, and a way that is relatively new to do so that you might like. First, what is Usenet anyway? Usenet has been around for 20 years, just like the Internet. Most people don't know that, but it's been around for a good 20 years, a little bit more actually. It is a vast, uncensored, mostly unmoderated collection of discussion groups, kind of like an old computer bulletin board, but it's absolutely enormous. The term news group is really archaic. A news group is a discussion group. A news posting is somebody writing a comment in a discussion group. This doesn't have anything to do with the news we get on radio, television, or in newspapers, and it really doesn't, because a lot of it is, well, of questionable quality. You can find on Usenet the best and worst that humanity has to offer. Which of those you find is largely dependent on what you look for. You can find Usenet news groups on any subject you can conceive of, and on many subjects you can't conceive of and perhaps did not want to conceive of. And in those groups you will find people who are extremely generous with their time and knowledge, and kind and courteous, and you will find people who are perhaps devoid of those qualities. So, it's an interesting world out there, and one which, if you pick your spots, can be very beneficial. Usenet is structured based on an idea which doesn't really hold up very well anymore. There used to be, oh, I think 6 or 7 different newsgroup hierarchies, each of which was subdivided and subdividable into as many newsgroups as it needed to be. However, more and more, these hierarchies are only some of what's available. There's an awful lot more than that. And we'll see the list of the hierarchies when we go into actually looking at some Usenet newsgroups here momentarily. Historically, the way to read news on Usenet is to use a Usenet news reading program. I haven't had a lot of luck with these under Windows. One of the ones, however, that you may just like fine is Microsoft Outlook Express, because Outlook Express, besides being a mail reader, is a Usenet news reader. There are dedicated news readers, which most real Usenet news fans find to be preferable to Outlook Express. Among them are Gravity, which is a shareware program you ultimately pay for, Agent, which comes in both free and paid versions, and some other ones, Znews, and I think that's X-N-E-W-S, if I remember correctly, and there are News Pro. There are various of these. I've tried most of them and haven't ever had a lot of success using them. However, there are blind folks who are using definitely Gravity and Agent very successfully, so my own personal failures simply speak to the fact that I haven't spent enough time figuring out how to use the programs. One of these days I will, and I'll tell you why you might want to here. What we're going to talk about here in this article is that Google, just about everybody's favorite internet search tool now, has since, well, actually for about a year, possessed the ability to display Usenet news. And as a matter of fact, since December of 2001, they've acquired and now display an entire Usenet archive consisting of over 700 million Usenet articles, that being things people have said on Usenet over the last 20 years. In other words, you can use Google, which you chances are already know how to use, with Internet Explorer, to read this material. It may be that this is a more satisfying approach for those of us with high-speed Internet connections, and the advantage of it is you're using a program you already know how to use. Once you get the hang of what's there, you can really buzz around pretty fast in Usenet with Google. It's a very well-designed system. There are a couple of disadvantages. One of the big ones is that one of the reasons that a lot of people these days use Usenet is for the exchange of pictures and, perhaps as far as we're concerned, more interestingly enough, sound files. You can obtain all kinds of music, old-time radio, other kinds of sound files on Usenet in a manner which is going to be very difficult for the music industry to do much about. These binary files are easily had, and when you're using a Usenet news reading program, they're easily gathered, and you have to combine them because they end up coming to you often in smaller chunks because of the size of the files, and you have to recombine them into one big file. All of this can be done with the Usenet news reader. Google doesn't offer this service at all. You can't access binaries with Google. All you can access is the discussion groups that have text, and there are many of those. There are some other more advanced control features you don't have with Google. As I mentioned, some of the folks on Usenet do not necessarily exhibit qualities of courtesy and kindness, and you might disagree with somebody extensively, and you might get tired of them, etc. Well, when you're using a Usenet newsreader, you can block posts from people so that you don't even see them. One of the advantages of using Google is that you're not downloading anything to your system. You're simply reading it all online. When you're using a Usenet newsreader, you are downloading the posts that you want to read from the news groups that you want to read. And the initial setup of the newsreader is probably going to be a little bit longer process than it is with Google. However, I think that for a lot of us, Google is just the thing for reading Usenet news, and that's why I'm going to show it to you, and I'll do so using WindowEyes 4.11. Obviously, pretty much everything here is going to work with JAWS 4.0 as well, and earlier versions of both programs, as long as they both work on Internet Explorer. What we'll do is we'll have a look at the main Google Groups page, see what all you can do there. We'll then conduct a search and check on how to view the results, and have a couple of comments about news groups and how to make most efficient use of this tool. Now, Google, of course, is first and foremost a web search tool, but it also is a web directory, and now it is a Usenet reading and posting service as well. Everybody has their own way of accessing these things. I personally have a WinKey shortcut for the little WinKey program, which has been reviewed both in Sound Computing and on Main Menu. So I hit WinKey G, and it sends me straight to the Google homepage for main web searching. From there, I will go to the Google Groups page. Of course, I could make a shortcut for Google Groups, but I simply haven't done that yet. So I'll launch Google by hitting my WinKey G shortcut key, which will launch Internet Explorer since it's not currently running, and send me straight to the Google page. So this will take
loading
a second.
Load.
Let me hit Control. WindowEyes travels down the screen as you hit the page. I don't think we went anywhere, though. Let's see if we're at the
link
top.
Link directory. Visited link groups.
Now, it already went down past that. With JAWS, you don't travel down the screen. With WindowEyes, you do. So I had up arrow to get here. So now I want to be at this link that says Groups. I'll hit Enter.
Loading page load done one tape.
Now I'll hit Control to stop this. Go to the top of the page.
Top.
I want to read the entire page. Ordinarily, and you'll see me doing this here when we get going, we make extensive use of the skip navigation command. In WindowEyes, that's Alt, Insert, Down Arrow. In JAWS, that's the JAWS key or Insert key and Enter. Absolutely essential to efficient web browsing and surfing and reading, and especially so in this particular case. But let's first get a clue as to what's all on this page.
Google Groups. Groups. Link Web.
This could take you back to the web interface for Google, the web search.
Link Images. Groups.
If you want to search for pictures, that was the images one.
Link directory.
And there's also the directory, which is hand-picked sites on different subjects when you want to know what's available on the web, all of which are not what we're talking about here.
Edit box.
Here is where you would do a search. We're going to come back and do one here in a little while.
Button Google search.
And there's the search button.
Link advanced groups search.
You can also set up an advanced search, which allows you to be much more specific than I'm going to be in my search. Which will let you really get very fine-tuned about what you want to look for.
Visited link groups help. Post and read comments in Usenet discussion forums. New. Visited link Google offers complete 20-year Usenet archive with over 700 million messages.
So what we have in that archive, which we won't go into, is a lot of, it has everything in there. And the other fun thing is they've set up kind of a list of firsts and interesting posts. So you have the first time Britney Spears is mentioned on Usenet, the first time The Simpsons is mentioned, the first ever Usenet post, the first time Microsoft is mentioned, the first mention of the World Wide Web. It's just kind of interesting, or might be interesting for you to play around with that and see just that the Internet goes back an awful lot longer than you think. And so you can have a look at that page.
Table 1, stop, link alt.
Now here, this from beginning here, we have a list of the Usenet hierarchies, at least the main ones. And you can browse through these listings to find a news group that you might want to find. I don't particularly recommend this approach. It's rather time-consuming, but it is very interesting to see what all is available. Because this is here, I'll explain to you the original hierarchy structure to the extent that I understand it and remember how it worked. in order to have a Usenet newsgroup formed, it had to fit under a hierarchy, and this used to be a very rigid thing. I suspect it may still be, they still may be trying to keep it rigid, but I don't know how successful they're being with this. The alt hierarchy, which is first alphabetically, was actually created because people got a little fed up with this structure and they wanted to create newsgroups a little more easily. Anybody can create an alt Usenet newsgroup, and people do all the time. Whether the group goes anywhere or not is another question. Alt is where you're going to find all the newsgroups that are just kind of different. And of course we have subcategories. What we have here is the main category followed by a period followed by subcategory, subcategory down to the newsgroup. Some of them get very, very long, some of these names. So you have, for example, alt.comp.freeware. My screen reader is not set up to read punctuation, so you're not going to hear the periods, but the periods are part of the newsgroup name. And you'll have names that go down even farther than that. You have alt.support.depression.medication, for example. You'll also have interesting ones. Alt is where anybody can form anything, and so you have alt.baldspot, and you have, well, a lot of other ones. I'm not going to go into what they are. But if you want to browse through the alt hierarchy, here you have it. Next one down.
Any conceivable topic. Info about Usenet news. Link this. Visited link news.
You didn't read that very well. I don't know why. News is the next category. And the news groups have to do with Usenet. Announcements of new groups, listing of Usenet FAQs. And an FAQ is a frequently asked questions document, and it's one of the handiest things Usenet community offers us. The basic idea is, on some subject, whatever the subject may be, people have gotten tired of answering the same questions over and over again, and so somebody has gone to the trouble to create an update, an FAQ document, so that you can read and get the answers to the most commonly asked questions. Besides helping you get through the particular Usenet newsgroup, this is a very handy research tool if you want to know about travel to some country, some computer operating system. There's a variety of topics on which FAQs, our screen readers all pronounce this as facts, are found. This can be very handy information.
Link biz.
The biz newsgroups, as it'll say here.
Business products, services, reviews.
So that's B-I-Z, and then you'll have a bunch of hierarchy names under that.
Link rec. Games, hobbies, sports.
So rec. Virtually every sports team in North America, and probably a lot of them around the world, have rec news groups. So you'll have rec.sport.football.seahawks, and that name may be a little bit inaccurate for the discussion of the Seattle Seahawks, for instance. Rec.guns, rec.sports, I think it's rec.games.trivia. Another one. There's just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these things on any subject you might want to discuss.
Visited link comp.
I've obviously been in the comp news group hierarchy.
Hardware, software, consumer info.
Now the comp hierarchy, of course, you can just imagine is just vast and ever expanding. And for example, if you're looking at buying a laptop or buying some computer or buying some peripheral, one thing you might want to do is when we go up to the search box again, put in that term, you'll find at least one comp news group that discusses it, and you'll find it discussed in there somewhere, and people will make their comments about it, and you can probably, not always, learn something from what they have to say.
Link sci, applied science, social science.
So that's SCI, news groups that start with SCI. So you have SCI, sci, dot, med, dot, something or other, or just a lot of different science groups.
Link humanities, fine art, literature, philosophy.
That's a fairly new hierarchy, the humanities hierarchy.
Link SOC, social issues, culture.
Now, our screen readers always pronounce this SOC as SOC. I think everybody else in the world will pronounce it SOCH. So you'll have SOCH.culture.Malaysia or SOCH.religion.Christianity or various SOCH news groups.
Link miscellaneous, employment, health, and much more.
WindowEyes did us a little bit of a misservice here by pronouncing that as miscellaneous. It's actually M-I-S-C. You have to use the abbreviation there. So you'll have miss.fitness, for example, or misc.health.alternative are some possible news groups under this hierarchy.
Link talk, current issues and debates.
So the talk groups are all simply discussions that don't have much purpose except to be discussions and debates. Now, those are the main hierarchies, and it goes on then to allow you to browse through all the Usenet newsgroups if you want to. as I say, those main hierarchies, it's gone way beyond that now. There are all manner of other hierarchies. There are regional hierarchies and local hierarchies, so there are various news groups under Boston, Seattle, NYC, DFW for Dallas-Fort Worth, and many, many other cities and countries have their own hierarchies. There are business-related hierarchies you're going to see in a little while that we're going to find a whole set of news groups under the Microsoft hierarchy, which is one of the best ways for getting tech support on Microsoft products nowadays. So it's a vast subject, and you'll have to find your niche in it by looking around. That's what we're going to do now. I'm going to go back up to the top of the page. In this issue of Sound Computing and on some of the news groups on Blind Tech, there has been discussion of BellArc Advisor, which is a handy little tool that you can download to give yourself information about what's in your computer. I want to know what people in Usenet are saying about BellArc Advisor, so I'm going to find out. I hit Control Home to go back to the top of the page. Let's just tab here.
Link web, link in, link or edit box.
And now I'm going to hit Enter, which is going to turn, in WindowEye's parlance, MSAA mode off, and JAWS parlance, Forms mode on.
MSAA mode off.
I don't have keyboard echo on at the moment. I'm simply going to type in here the word BellArc, B-E-L-A-R-C. I could do a lot more fancy things, but for my purposes here, I'm going to show you what happens if you don't. Let's tab.
Google search.
Hit Enter.
Loading page, load done, visited, link loaded.
Now, I've now got a list of links to all the different articles, that is, what people have said about BellArc Advisor. I'm going to use the skip navigation feature here to get down to where this actually starts.
Groups, related groups, three groups, one group. Search groups for BellArc, results, 1 of about 964. Dot search took 0.75 seconds, sorted by relevance.
Now, this is what I wanted to find here. You can have two choices for these searches when you're just putting in a word to search for, as opposed to when you're actually reading a news group. And the default appears to be that the results are sorted by relevance. That means whatever algorithm that Google uses, probably BellArc being in the subject line, for instance, is one factor that's going to raise the relevance. The other choice is
visited link sort by date.
Now, that's what I personally think we want. I want to see most recent things people are saying about BellArc Advisor, not what they might have said about it back when the program first came out, whenever that was. I'm more interested in current items about the current version. So I'm going to hit this link now to change the sort so that the posts are sorted by date. We'll take a minute here for this to load.
Loading page, load done, visited.
And we're going to now buzz down using skip navigation to where the articles begin.
Group, relate three group, search, BellArc, results, 1/100 of about 9. Search took 0 seconds, sorted by with their install dates, BellArc, with their BellArc, advisor will read the log, but the list isn't great and doesn't.
Interestingly enough, the difference here between this and JAWS is that JAWS doesn't, because of how the skip navigation features are designed by both programs, doesn't take as many hits of the skip navigation command to get down to where the actual postings are with JAWS than it does with WindowEye. So let me go up a little bit here
with
now.
Link sorted by date. Link A plains of plea.
Alright. When you find an article, the first thing you find is a link to the subject. If you want to read that article, that's what you would hit enter on to read. And you'll get a little snippet of the article now.
With their install dates. More info such as version would be nice but not required. BellArc. Advisor will read the log, but linkalt.com.freeware.
Alright, so you saw a little snippet of the article, enough to maybe give you an idea if it's something you want to read. If you want to read it, you would have clicked on the link we went over to begin with. Now you have a link to the news group, alt.com.freeware. That's a link that will, and we're going to do this in a minute when we get down a little farther in this search, it'll enable you to read everything in that news group, not only about BellArc, but whatever else you want to read.
09/2002 by Dateo.
So there's the date that was posted and the handle or signature of the person who posted it. You'll find people in here who use their real name, and you'll find other people who don't.
Link view thread, three articles.
So if we wanted to look at the thread, that is the discussion that has gone on concerning this topic, then we would look at that and you'd see there are three articles, and the articles may have a different subject, but as long as they were started or had something to do with this topic and somebody replied to an article, then that's part of the thread. So sometimes a thread can weave and wind around and could leave Bellark and go talk about something totally different, or sometimes this stays really pertinent, but that's how you follow the thread of the conversation. That's all the links about that article, that comment that somebody made. Let's look at one more.
Link re-lost key code.
So here's the subject line, lost key code. You'd hit enter if you wanted to read this particular article. And now here's a snippet of it.
Just wanted to say thanks to you all. Downloaded Beller Advisor and got all the specs on my OS. Product key included !! And did place the in whatever it is.
So that's rather a handy little thing to know about Bellark Advisor, incidentally, that if you need to have your Windows product key code, you can get it from reading this using this program.
Visited link Microsoft point public point Windows me point general.
All right, this is something else I want to point you out to you. This is the news group, and this is the news group Microsoft public Microsoft.public.windowsme.general. And this is the whole Microsoft hierarchy, which is a really good source for information about Microsoft products and discussion and ways to get around Microsoft problems. So in the process of doing my little research, I could read these articles about Bellark Advisor, as you see, or I could get interested in this Microsoft news group. Maybe I want to find out what's going on in there. We're going to hit enter and read, or look at anyway, what's going on in Microsoft.public.windows.me, and we're going to see that when we go into an actual news group, the articles are posted in reverse order by date, which is what you would want typically in this situation. You want to read the latest news first. So let's hit enter and we'll go into
loading
this news
page
group.
Load done to table.
And I'll stop speech and I'll use skip navigation.
Date, threats, most recent 10/2002.
And here we are right now. I've zipped down there about 3 or 4 times, and I'm right now at the first posting for today when I'm recording this article, which is January 10th.
Link lost advanced search option in Internet Explorer 5.5. 6 articles.
So there's the thread. If you hit enter on the title, subject line, you'll be put into the articles. And the articles go in order of their posting. And if you would generally see like 10 articles on a page, you can then go to the end of the thread. Some of the threads will have 50 or 100 articles or more. You can go to the end, or you can go to the next set of articles in a discussion.
10/2002. Link system running 60. One article, Peggy. 10/2002. Link right-click menu duplicates. 2 articles. David Candy. 10/2002. Link image summary. 3 articles. Jart Cleet.
So those are the first 4 articles posted today. And what will happen is that even if an older thread that was started a few days ago, if somebody adds something to it, the latest date of a thread will dictate where it appears in this list. So it's really kind of easy to figure out what's going on, and it's easy to find the latest information or discussion or scuttlebutt or opinion that is posted here. Let's say we want to read one of these.
10/2002, link blank screen, 5 articles, link blank screen.
Let's read about the blank screen. We'll hit enter.
Loading.
Stop the speech. Skip navigation.
Group. Sort all met blank message from subject news group. Date 2001.
I always get down to date because date it means that the actual comment is about to start. So that's a handy thing, and you could build that into a search. So you could, if you're going to do a lot of Usenet reading with Google, you could search for the word date when you're in the middle in an article, and then next time all you have to do is hit the find again command and skip right down to it.
When I first booted up my computer, the desktop picture would load up, then the icons would load.
Okay, well, we're not especially interested in this, but this is how you would read an article. Now, when you're on the screen to read an article, you also have links that allow you to reply to the article, and you also have a chance to start a new thread. In other words, post a totally fresh article to the news group. In order to post using Google, you have to sign up, which isn't really any big deal. You have to give them an email address and a password. If you're going to do very much Usenet posting, you may want to create a Hotmail or Yahoo or something account that you don't really care too much about, because one of the things that folks who like to send out spam do is that they harvest email addresses from Usenet posts and send unwanted junk mail to them. There also are ways to get around this. There are ways, which you can't do with Google particularly, but when you're using a real Usenet newsreader, there are ways to make the program stick no spam or stick some character in your address so that any intelligent person looking at the address would know how to send you email, but the automated programs that go around harvesting email addresses will get something wrong. And that's one of the perhaps disadvantages of using Google. You don't have access to some of those kind of resources. But creating some kind of secondary email account that you don't care about is probably a wise idea if you're going to do a lot of this. Earthlink and a lot of other services nowadays allow you to have multiple email accounts, so you can kind of have one set aside for things that you don't really care what comes into that account, and perhaps check it occasionally if there's a chance you have some real mail in there. Otherwise, just let people do whatever they want to do to it. One of my favorite aspects of using Google to read newsgroups is the easy access to the newsgroups. With one or two clicks, depending on how I have my system set up, I can be right there reading the latest postings in my favorite newsgroups. In the offing, off mic here, I've gone back to the main list of posts from microsoft.public.windowsme.general, and now I want to say I want to create a shortcut to this so I can keep reading it in future without having to browse to it. The way I'll do this is to hit Alt-F for the file menu and go up to the Send To option. The shortcut key for this option will be different depending on your screen reader and how Internet Explorer pages are focused, so we simply want to find Send To.
N equals C equals close, W equals work, R equals property, I equals import, E equals send pull down.
There we go. Enter.
P equals page by email, L equals link by email, S equals shortcut to desktop. Menu closed.
Now, I've sent a shortcut to this search to the desktop. When you go to your desktop, you'll find a search that will say, or an icon that will say, Google search microsoft.public.windowsme.general. You'll probably want to hit F2 to edit that, take out the term Google search at least, and perhaps give it some other name that you like better. And you can also, of course, create a shortcut key to it so that it's even easier to get to the newsgroup by just hitting one key. All told, the speed, efficiency, and familiarity of using Google as a Usenet news reading and news posting vehicle may make it worthwhile for you. Be aware that because you're going through Google, what you write onto Usenet may take longer to post, a few hours as opposed to a few minutes if you're using your own local news server. And, as I mentioned before, you don't have access to binaries. But outside of that, especially for those of us with high-speed connections, I think Google is a great option.
Thanks to Dean Martineau for that excellent article on Google and the Usenet, which comes from Sound Computing Magazine. If you would like to learn more about that, you can visit them on the web at www.sound-computing.com.